Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
Hey, everybody, this is Andrew Colvett, producer Andrew, otherwise known as. I got the honor to fill in for Charlie today and had a fantastic conversation with Tyler Bowyer, who is the COO of Turning Point USA. He's also deeply involved in Arizona politics. We had a conversation today with everything you need to know about the updates on the Maricopa audit. You are not going to want to miss this. It's very interesting, everything that's going on. Lots of rumors, lots of pieces of information that are flying at you every direction, including the DOJ getting involved. I had to ask Tyler all about it. Check it out. You don't want to miss it.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, I want to tell you about Tommy John. One word that you have to remember with Tommy John. This is it. Comfort. That's it. It's comfortable. They don't have customers. They have fanatics. In fact, I met a guy the other day. He said, I'm a Tommy John fanatic. It was actually incredible. His eyes were open, and he was so excited to talk to me about Tommy John. And I said, my goodness, you should be selling this. But anyway, they have over hundreds of thousands of fanatics. In fact, who are 13 years and tens of thousands of five-star reviews called Tommy John the most comfortable underwear ever. Because with dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 13 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John underwear. And there's no risk because you're covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. So go right now to get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/freedom. And again, I love wearing Tommy John. People love it. And you should get it too. That's 20% off your first order of underwear and loungewear at TommyJohn.com/freedom. TommyJohn/freedom. See site for details.
We have a Maricopa audit, the America's audit report, exclusive right here on the Charlie Kirk Show with none other than Tyler Bowyer, COO of Turning Point USA. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
It's good to be back.
Yes. We are happy to have you. The reason I think this actually flows really well is we're talking about how the experts are wrong. They tell us that we're going to get, you know, a million jobs and we get 250,000. They tell us that if you ask any questions about this election that happened in 2020, you're a conspiracy theorist. And as a matter of fact, they're going to smear you on the cover of the New York Times. Here we go. The New York Times today, folks, I'm actually holding an old school piece of paper in my hand. Unattended Ballots and the Bamboo Conspiracy by Michael Wines. They're trying to – what's this bamboo – let's just start there. What's the bamboo conspiracy and why are they trying to use this to discredit what's going on here in Arizona?
So let's talk about kind of the update of where we're at. So right now the audit's happening. It's down at the old Coliseum. That's where the Phoenix Suns used to play before America West Arena now.
Right.
The Phoenix Suns Arena recently renovated and we're hopefully going to be back in the number one spot here. Phoenix, go Suns.
Okay.
And we – Lakers fans over here. But we –
I didn't say that. I'm not a Lakers fan. I just keep going though. Yeah.
what's been happening now is that over at the Coliseum, they have outlined the audit process, which is essentially just executing a hand count procedure, right? Which this is all, most of these procedures are already in the Elections Procedures Manual that was approved by the Secretary of State. There were some, you know, iffy things in there. And we don't believe that a hand count was properly executed by state law, which says that it has to be done by precinct. And so the law, state law only calls for 2% to be done. But it's a minimum of 2%. Hmm. It can really be a maximum of as much as you want. So the audit that's being conducted really isn't that far outside of what could have been done, which is a hand count procedure matching and verifying the actual physical ballots to the data that's in the voting machines to make sure that those match up. And so that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're also on top of that looking at a number of things. So anyone that's submitted, I think, concern or questions, the auditing company is also looking for other things, right?
Cyber ninjas.
Yeah, they're looking for things that, you know, like one of the issues is creasing or the marking of the ballots or post, you know, after the fact marking of the ballots, if there's weirdness with that.
Sure. Yeah. They're looking for any irregularities, right?
Anything that's irregular that looks like anything's been tampered with. And so this thing comes up. It's on the front page of the New York Times. It's really a relatively minor thing.
It's silly. They're just using it to smear the whole process. Well, we know what they're doing.
They're looking for things outside of, I think, bamboo. Like they're calling it the bamboo conspiracy because it's they're looking for bamboo fibers, quote unquote. I'm air quoting bamboo fibers because there was a suggestion that ballots were flown in from overseas. Look, they're looking for, I'm sure, lots of different fibers. They're looking for lots of different types of materials to identify that there was any tampering that happened with the ballots. And realistically, this isn't like something where they're like going in, that's all they're spending. Most of the time that this is being spent right now is they're verifying the votes in a hand count procedure that's outlined in the elections procedures manual. So they would love for you to believe that this is like some weirdo like thing. That's not what's happening. And it's silly to me that the New York Times isn't focusing on what
Let me just read this. Outlines this bamboo conspiracy and this is thousands of ballots are left unattended and unsecured. People with open partisan bias, including a man who was photographed on the Capitol steps during the January 6th riot, are doing the recounting. All of these issues with the Republican backed reexamination of the November election results from Arizona's most populous county were laid out this week by Katie Hobbs, Arizona Democratic Secretary of State, in a scathing 6-page letter. Okay, so we understand that this Hobbs person is upset that the audit is happening. We're starting to see the Brennan Center, even the DOJ, it was reported this week, is getting potentially involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a tweet from the Arizona GOP saying that the DOJ has no place here, right? So there's going to be this tension. Fill us in on what's going on with the DOJ.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I think the position isn't just of the Republican Party here, but the position of the Arizona Senate and the guys that are conducting the audit is that the DOJ really has no oversight authority or right to come in and say or do anything, right? They can, similar to elections, the DOJ sometimes will send elections officials mm-hmm. to monitor, you know, things, to make sure that rights aren't being violated. You know, the heartbreaking thing, I think, for Democrats and for the Biden administration in this situation is that there are no rights being violated, right? So
right.
the judge actually just issued this release that just came out, which was saying, you know, the Democrats were saying, oh, there's monumental changes, and the media were like, there's monumental changes. Actually, nothing was changed, which is that no one ever stopped anyone from observing.
Right, and there's cameras on this place 24/7. Security guards everywhere. They're even monitoring. So they literally have
a live feed going.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
The whole thing.
CNN and MSNBC are not getting involved.
In
their world, they don't think anybody's observing.
It's so boring that nobody wants to cover it because it's literally just following a hand count procedure, which again, the county could have done from the very beginning.
Okay, so. So the other thing that I've seen that's interesting is that there's, you know, the much talked about Dominion voting systems, right? I'm hearing rumors that they are missing a password. And so what's going on with this?
So I personally won't say the D word, right?
Okay, fair enough. Fair
just
enough.
Just kidding. No, look, the voting,
Dallas, is that what we're
that is? Factually, that is the voting system that's being used.
Sure.
What was said this week, so former Secretary of State Ken Bennett, who is the chairman of the audit process here, and he's doing a tremendous job. He's very well respected. He was a tremendous Secretary of State.
Right.
He came out this week and said, you know, something that just off the cuff. And so we won't really know more information until the report is actually issued. But he said something off the cuff that was really interesting. It was that the voting system, apparently the people that run the voting system apparently had the only secondary password access.
Got it. So it's a two-password system where you can input one and then somebody else has to put one in or something.
Like the rest of us here in the world, no one knows how the actual system works.
Well, right. And listen, we're not being conspiratorial here, folks. I'm just reporting what we're hearing, and this is chatter happening. And by the way, that these machines, if you're going to do an actual forensic audit, are necessary to get the data off of, correct?
So I think that the feeling here is that, and this is the proper feeling, and I think that people are get that it's probably wrong if we're relying on a third party. It doesn't matter who the third party is.
Sure. No, that's a good point.
If you're relying on a third party to have any access to the voter data in any way, shape, or form, that's putting all your faith and trust into somebody that's not a government entity, that's not a elected official. That's crazy, and that's risky. That's risky. That's a risky proposition. No matter how good of a person that potentially could be. And so I think the issue that exists today, and looking at that, what we found out this week, and I'm really interested to see what the full report says, is that we have a real problem. If the voting machine company is the only one that had access or the secondary password to any software, hardware, anything like that, that's going to raise some real red flags and issues. And
that's scary.
That alone makes the audit worth it, just finding that information out.
Yeah. And we already know that this is not going to change the election. This is a fact-finding mission to see, hey, there was a lot of noise made about the election in 2020, President Trump, et cetera. What really happened?
Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and you become the owner. Like I said, you better get Home Title Lock because it's coming. Well, if you are on Facebook, that big data breach is here. Facebook has 500 million accounts that were exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, and more. It's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with HomeTitleLock.com. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of things that you got to sort out right now. So go to HomeTitleLock.com. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your well-being at HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio.
Why are you working so hard to shut the audit down? What are you hiding? Isn't it your job to be nonpartisan? You call this a Republican audit. This is an audit for the people. Secretary Hobbs, do you have any comment?
All right. So what you were just listening to, that was Secretary Hobbs avoiding questions about why she is attacking this audit. You know, you would think, Tyler, that everybody would want transparency. What are they so afraid of? There is another issue with this audit being raised about signatures and signature verification. So do you want to fill us in on what's going on there?
Yeah. So the headline that came out was that, you know, this lawsuit that was filed by the Arizona Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, had halted all signature verification in the process.
Right. I remember seeing this and going like, oh gosh, that's the whole point, right? Signature verification. This is why they're freaking out in Georgia and Florida with all the election integrity laws, right?
Yeah. Look, my understanding of it, of what's happening is that's a portion of it, right? Was looking at some of that.
Matching the signature on the ballot to what's on the voter roll, right? When they applied for...
So let's explain something in Arizona, which is similar to other states, but Arizona's, every state's unique, right? So Arizona, how it works for elections, we have a pretty, in my opinion, a little bit too loose of vote-by-mail laws. So the majority of voters vote by mail now, or at least in the recent elections. And so... we have a significant amount of vote by mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so
like Florida does, I mean, but you're saying it's not as secure as Florida's system was.
I wouldn't say about security. I'd say more it's along the lines of just, it's easier to register.
Sure.
We have what's
Is
called
it no excuse or
we
whatever?
Have permanent early voting lists, right? Where you don't have to prove anything. And once you get on the list, it's permanent. That's literally the name of it. It's permanent early voting. So
sure.
People have got on it 10, 12 years ago.
This is why you get multiple ballots. Right. Yeah, to the same.
They move around, or the ballots fly in the wrong spots. And so, what this, the issue of signature verification is just on those ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But this election, we had more people show up in person, right, you know, I don't know if they were totally expecting this, but people weren't actually sending in their ballot. They were voting in person, which there isn't as much of a signature match on that part because those were all in-person votes.
Oh, interesting.
They Got still it. Would verify signatures of when people came in and signed up, but I don't think there's as much of a concern there. The concern, I think, in the predominant part of what this is matching that the physical ballots actually match up with the voter data.
Yeah.
That's the heavy
So work. We can't do that now, or we can?
No, they are. They are. And so...
But the judge just said that you can't, right? This is the state Democrats here in Arizona.
There was a quote-unquote settlement that was finalized. The settlement actually, you know, the statement that was put out by the auditing team was... Yeah, all these points in the settlement really changed nothing. And so I can take you through it point by point, which is that the settlement that came through, this is what they said, was the settlement of the audit allows the Secretary of State's office to have observers. The Secretary of State was never requested to have observers prior to that. Cyber Ninjas, which is the audit team,
right,
never objected to observers. As a result, nothing changes. So that was a big point of it, which the point of contention in the was that the Secretary of State could have observers, and their point was, she never asked for them. We just watched her
right.
You know, running away from questions
because
right. You know, they didn't want to answer the questions, which is like, hey, you know, are you really being honest about like your position on everything? And
yeah.
the truth is no.
Well, so. And what we talked about in the break, which I think is fascinating for a lot of people, is you know, I saw this report and I thought, oh no, we can't verify signatures. You're saying that because this has come midway through the process, that a lot of that sample, like we already have a sample set large enough.
My understanding is what they wanted and needed to do on the signature side of ensuring that had been done, largely had been done.
So we're good.
So they're fine. So basically, nothing changes with that.
So folks, rest assured that they are capturing data, that verification is happening, and that the audit is going to actually yield something that we can trust.
Well, basically. I mean, what we need is to move forward, verify the actual physical ballots to the data. That's the baseline work. Mm-hmm. All this other talk that's surrounding this is distraction from that, because once they get that, then they're going to be able to move forward and provide the results.
Listen,
and then move forward with what law should look like.
Everybody, thank you to Tyler Bowyer for the update here in Arizona. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. I hope you got a lot out of that. I know I did. If you want to support the show, guys like me, guys like producer Connor, we have a whole other team of researchers, Mr. Gordon, Mr. Farnsworth. We have a couple of Farnsworths back there. We've got some other interns. Guys, the team is growing. We thank you so much for all of your incredible support. Just go to charliekirk.com/support. It means the world to us when you do. We see it all. We see all the emails come through, and it means so much to us. We try to get to as many as we can. But because of our growth, we're getting a lot. But anyways, we see them come in and it means the world to us. So please consider doing that. If you want to support Turning Point USA, as always, go to turningpointusa.com or tpusa.com. And we've got more for you next week, guys. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.